"Over here!" called Mrs. Weasley over the renewed clanging of the warlock in the corner, and they followed her to the queue in front of a plump blonde witch seated at a desk marked Inquiries. The wall behind her was covered in notices and posters saying things like, "A clean cauldron keeps potions from becoming poisons," and "Antidotes are antidotes, unless approved by a qualified healer." There was also a large portrait of a witch with long silver ringlets that was labelled Dilys Derwent, St. Mungo's Healer, 1722 to 1741, Headmistress of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, 1741 to 1768. Dilys was eyeing the Weasley party closely as though counting them. When Harry caught her eye, she gave a tiny wink, walked sideways out of her portrait, and vanished. Meanwhile, at the front of the queue, a young wizard was performing an odd on-the-spot jig and trying, in between yelps of pain, to explain his predicament to the witch behind the desk.
"It's these ouch shoes my brother gave me. Oh, they're eating my ouch feet. Just look at them. There must be some kind of jinx on them. I can't... Oh, get them off."
He hopped from one foot to the other as though dancing on hot coals.
"The shoes don't prevent your reading, do they?"
said the blonde witch irritably, pointing at a large sign to the left of her desk.
"You want spell damage, fourth floor, just like it says on the floor guide. Next!"
The wizard hobbled and pranced sideways out of the way. The Weasley party moved forward a few steps, and Harry read the floor guide. Artifact accidents, ground floor. Cauldron explosion, wand backfiring, broom crashes, etc. Creature-induced injuries, first floor. Bites, stings, burns, embedded spines, etc. Magical bugs, second floor. Contagious maladies, e.g. dragonpox, vanishing sickness, scrofungulus. Potion and plant poisoning, third floor. Rashes, regurgitation, uncontrollable giggling, etc. Spell damage, fourth floor. Unliftable jinxes, hexes, and incorrectly applied charms, etc. Visitors' tea room and hospital shop, fifth floor. If you are unsure where to go, incapable of normal speech, or unable to remember why you are here, our welcome witch will be pleased to help. A very old, stooped wizard with a hearing trumpet had shuffled to the front of the queue now.
"I'm here to see Broderick Bode,"
he wheezed.
"Ward 49, but I'm afraid you're wasting your time," said the witch dismissively. "He's completely addled, you know. Still thinks he's a teapot. Next!"
A harassed-looking wizard was holding his small daughter tightly by the ankle while she flapped around his head, using the immensely large, feathery wings that had sprouted right out the back of her romper suit.
"Fourth floor,"
said the witch in a bored voice, without asking, and the man disappeared through the double doors beside the desk, holding his daughter like an oddly shaped balloon.
"Next!"
Mrs. Weasley moved forward to the desk.
"Hello," she said. "My husband Arthur Weasley was supposed to be moved to a different ward this morning. Could you tell us?" "Arthur Weasley,"
said the witch, running her finger down a long list in front of her.
"Yes, first floor, second door on the right, Di Llewellyn ward."
"Thank you," said Mrs. Weasley. "Come on, you lot."